Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today we are going to talk about how to make your small bathroom feel larger. Yeah, I know you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, my little bathroom is so small. There's no way you can make it any bigger. But there are a couple of tricks and tips that you guys can do to make it feel a little bit bigger. And that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm really excited because we have a small bathroom in that my husband and I share. So sometimes you're kind of wondering, what in the world? How can we do it? Just so tight in here. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let me give you a couple of tips, starting with the wall color in the bathroom. Now, the darker the bathroom, the more small and enclosed it will feel, okay? So if you have some dark wall paint in there, that's going to make it feel more enclosed. So if you change the wall color to a more lighter color, white, a light gray, a beige, any of those will make it feel instantaneously bigger, okay? So that's tip number one, okay? If you change the wall color, that will automatically help you right there. So that goes in hand with if you have a small window. Some of you don't have any windows in your bathroom, and you're kind of like, what? How are we gonna make this lighter in here? So the wall paint will definitely do that. If you do happen to have a window in there, mirrors also help bounce the light in there and make it brighter in there, which then makes it feel bigger. So definitely use mirrors to your advantage. You should obviously have a mirror in your bathroom. You can use a slim one. It doesn't have to be a huge, chunky framed one. That will also make it feel smaller. So if you have a thin frame, kind of a mirror, if you have one with kind of like that comes with a ledge, you know, like a shelf or something already built into it, that's another great space saver that you can use to help make your small bathroom feel a little bit bigger, because you're probably short on storage, right? So that's another thing in the small bathroom that you'll want to work through. So a slim mirror, not a thick, you know, wide frame, a metal frame would be perfectly fine. A round one, you've seen, you know, depends on the style of your home and what you've got going on in there. But those make it feel, you know, more open, more airy, okay? Another thing that you can do to make your small bathroom feel bigger is to use bigger tiles on the floor and even on the walls. It depends if you have one of those walk-in, you know, those walk-in showers or just a shower tub combo. Bigger tiles make the space feel bigger. So I'm talking like 12 by 12, if not bigger than that. Okay. You can definitely go bigger than that. And what you can do is if you, instead of the square ones, if you want to go like 12 by 24, so more rectangular, what you can do is if you have a tub shower combo and you have tile in that area, it's not like one of those kits or anything like that, make the tile go lay horizontally so it's long, okay, and makes it go around and wrap it around that way. That will also make the bathroom feel bigger because it feels wider. So when you do that, that will help it. If you make the tiles go vertically up and down, it'll make the bathroom feel taller, okay? So that's one trick that you can do. You can put, sometimes people put like a little ribbon of some different kind of tile to kind of break up the monotony of the tile. You can do that too. Not necessarily, that's kind of a trend if you want to keep it classy. Keep it all the same and also keep it light tile. Again, with the wall paint, if you're going to have lighter walls, then the tile should be lighter colored as well. Same with the grout, make it a lighter colored grout. Okay. That will help make the bathroom feel bigger. Okay. So hang the tile or lay the tile so that it's horizontal. Okay. Make it wrap around. If you have new tile on the floor, you pick bigger tiles. And they also would, you don't need as many tiles in a smaller bathroom when you have a bigger one, right? Then when you have comes to your vanity, if you have a slim one, sometimes they have those a little bit narrower, not as wide as a normal 36 inch. Maybe you could find a 30 inch. Especially IKEA will definitely have those more narrower sinks and vanity cabinets. I've even gotten one from Home Depot. Okay, so it can they can they make them. IKEA is more meant for smaller spaces, smaller sized homes, because they started off in Europe, and Europe is just known to have smaller sized rooms and bathrooms. So when you look at a vanity, don't look for a large, heavy, chunky wood kind, okay? Pick again a lighter kind of vanity. So more light colors, no contrast. So when you have a contrasting color, then that stands out, and then it grabs your attention, and then it makes the room feel smaller. So if it's all pretty much the same serene kind of color, like if you can have a white and light gray and light blue, and those are all light colors, they all still go together, and you can have color still in your bathroom. You just don't want like white with a dark rich brown and darker color tile. That is just too much contrast. When you have lighter color things and all in the same kind of family, if you will, of lighter colored, then your bathroom will feel bigger. Okay. Let me think, what else? If you have to use that bathroom, is it not a powder room? It's just a normal bathroom. Towel hooks, basically on the wall, you have like a three or four towel hooks there. You can do that versus like a towel bar. That way you can hang more towels, right? Because towel bars, you can only fit like two towels on there. And if more than two people use that bathroom, then you're kind of stuck, right? You need more space. And then you got to end up hanging it on the back of the door, and that just ends up being clutter, okay? Another thing you want to think about is the clutter on the countertop. Is there a lot of stuff on top? If you can put those in baskets, you really should not be using a whole lot of stuff anyway. If you have obviously makeup for the girls, for the women, you'll have that stuff. Guys, you'll have your combs and your gels and your, deodorant and stuff like that. All those things can fit into a basket for just that use. Any extra supplies should be put either under that cabinet, maybe in a storage closet. Excess stuff should not be in there, otherwise you get lost, you forget that it's there, you end up buying more. So know where you put your excess, soap and shampoo bottles and deodorant and all that stuff. Those should be, put in one spot where everybody knows where, oh, I ran out of shampoo, I know where to go get it. It's down the hall in this closet or whatever, But don't feel like you have to store all that extra stuff in that bathroom cabinet, just what you need for daily use. Okay, so that's another tip. I'm trying to think of what other things you could use to help make your small bathroom feel bigger. So we've talked about hooks, we've talked about paint, we've talked about tile, right? Some people will put in over the toilet storage, like you know how you put those shelves that kind of stand over the toilet. You could, but again, that just turns into more clutter, because what do you put on those shelves? Maybe toilet paper. You can put a floating shelf if you need it, because you need to store the toilet paper somewhere, right? Or even those feminine products. But again, you could just put those in the cabinet that you have, right? And it's amazing how many things you can actually fit in that storage cabinet. If you find like a slim one, they actually make them pretty narrow. With you find the ones with the doors and drawers, they actually, Amazon, I'm sure, has them. You can take a look. But there's a lot of things, especially if you have drawers, you can easily put those feminine products in those toilet roll paper, to toilet paper rolls. Let me say that three times fast. So those are just some things that you don't have to, you have a lot of space to put what it is that you need. Maybe you don't have very much counter space and it's just big enough for a sink and that's it. That's fine. Put everything else in a basket with a lid or not a lid. Because that's what I have right now is we don't have any space on our counter by our sink. It all has to go into a basket of some sort. And I just pull it out and, balance it on there, on the sink there, on the counter, use what I need, and then and put it away. So those are just some tips to how to make your small bathroom feel larger with just a couple of changes here and there. If you do need some decorating help, I'd love to help you out. I'll leave a link in the show notes. If you need some help, whether it's a bathroom, whether it's a different room, and you just need to decorate, and you just moved into a new house, and you just need to update it, and you don't know where to begin, I would love to help you out with that. So please let me know, reach out to me. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day. I'm trying to think if I have a German tidbit for you today. If you're just listening, some of you know that we currently live in Germany, and we're moving back to North Carolina in about a year and a half. So we've got some time still left here, even with all this COVID craziness. The main thing is, I know we've been seeing all these articles that Europe is opening up restrictions to Americans, especially because you guys have gotten most of your vaccinations and you can travel if you've been fully vaccinated, which is fantastic. But as of right now, if you came over here right now, you can't do anything. Even if you're fully vaccinated, there's nothing that's really open. So museums that you think you can go visit, like if you go to Paris, like the Louvre and stuff like that, you can't go there. But I know France is starting to start going to start opening things up. I want to say end of May, June, something like that, because I know they started opening up. They're going to be letting American tourists come in. But if you came over right now, you're restricted to within the area, within, I want to say, 10 kilometers. Otherwise, you have to have a note to say why you're leaving. You can't leave your house unless you're going to work or school for essential shopping. And those essential shopping does not include clothes. That's not essential. Essential is groceries, go to the pharmacy, go to the bank, visit a sick relative, take care of them, walk your dog. Yeah, that's it. We are so much more restricted than you guys are. Things like here in Germany, you have to have a negative COVID test in order to get a haircut. Yes, I'm serious. Yes. So some of us are still not getting haircuts because I'm like, I'm not paying $40 to go get a negative COVID test times however many kids are my husband, And I'm like, nope, we're still doing haircuts at home. So yeah, I know people are moving here from the States to Germany because they have orders, the military orders and things like that. And they're just flabbergasted that they are not as open as they are in Florida or Arizona or wherever they're at, I have not eaten in a restaurant, inside a restaurant, since September of last year. It is now May. Yeah, everything's still takeout. So if you think you're going to be eating inside a restaurant, yeah, not going to happen if you come here. I know France is looking to have outdoor dining start opening up in May, beginning of June, something like that. So yeah, so be prepared to be shocked. Yeah, there are going to be restrictions. They're going to start opening things up, but it's not, everything's pretty much still locked down. Can't travel, can't go anywhere without, if you do, you have to have a COVID test, a negative COVID test. A double vaccination doesn't mean anything just yet. It will eventually, but it's still May. It's still early. So yeah, so that's what's going on here, just so you guys know. It's not the greatest of news, and that's why you got to keep your eye on what's going on and what the restrictions are. Curfews here in Germany are at 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. In France, it's 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Just so you know. Yeah, 7 o'clock at night. It's still daylight outside. The sun is still out, and you cannot leave your house. Yeah, exactly. So pay attention to those types of things before you book your tickets to come over here to get to, because we've all lost out on travel. We all have. And it pretty much sucks, but that's what it is. So, with that, I hope everything does open up for you guys if you do plan on traveling anytime soon. Travel around there in the States. There are so many things in the States that you guys can see that you are more open to than we are here in Europe. So, I hope you guys have a fabulous day, and we'll talk to you later.